Well, I think the important thing that we've forgotten is, what is the purpose of a government? We have constant water main breaks, the roads are in terrible shape, and then we're going to give money so a bunch of corporate executives can watch a football game 8 times a year? It's absurd.
After 20 years of being a football wasteland, Los Angeles is one step closer to bringing back the NFL.
The Inglewood City Council voted 5-0 to approve this massive stadium project, $2 billion, 80,000-seat NFL stadium.
Supporters say this will bring 10,000 jobs and tens of millions of dollars in tax revenue.
The deal that's been offered to the city, this financial arrangement, is the best financial arrangement in the history of stadium deals in this country.
Developers of the Inglewood project plan to finance the new $1.8 billion stadium entirely with private funds, a deal that would be great for the city and an oddity in the sports world where most facilities require millions in public dollars to be built. But the Inglewood deal hasn't stopped other localities from aggressively pursuing new stadium projects with public money. If anything, the likelihood of a new facility in Los Angeles has created a bidding war between cities hoping to attract or keep sports franchises in their part of town. Take St. Louis. The city is proposing to fork out $400 million in tax dollars to build a new billion-dollar waterfront stadium to keep the Rams from leaving. And with the threat of another team on their home turf, the Chargers and Raiders want to turn this stinky old garbage dump into a brand new $1.7 billion stadium in Carson, California. While details of the plan have yet to be released, it's been reported that the financing would be similar to the 49ers stadium in Santa Clara, which was fronted $621 million in construction loans paid for with public money. Even the union-busting fiscal conservative Scott Walker is not immune to the stadium craze. The Wisconsin governor wants to allocate $220 million in public bonds to keep the Bucks basketball franchise in Milwaukee.
It is a free market approach to say we're going to help the Bucks stay here and pay their own way.
But these teams often do not pay their own way and instead use public money to generate private revenue. In the past 20 years, the United States has opened 101 new sports facilities. Stadium finance experts say that almost all of them have received public funding totaling billions of dollars. And even though study after study has shown little to no economic benefit, why do cities continue to be so stupid when it comes to building stadiums?
This is a typical case of cities really responding to questions of image, what corporate sponsors want. And of course, the unions are going to back it because they'll all be union construction jobs, and so they'll get those too. But does it really serve the needs of the people? Does it really serve the needs of these neighborhoods, particularly in places like Inglewood and Carson and LA, which have large populations of poor people who you would think would rather have a good job than the chance to say, oh yeah, we live near the stadium, which of course I can't afford the tickets anyway.
The irony of most of these stadium financing deals is that residents end up paying taxes to fund a facility they can't afford to attend. But many people will still support the idea of a stadium project because of the promise of new jobs and increased revenue for the neighborhood.
Think of all the revenue that's going to come. Think about Super Bowls. Think about the Olympics. Think about hotels, shopping, concerts, all these restaurants being full of people generating revenue.
But are these rosy economic projections valid?
Most of the studies will show that they actually end up losing money. It's really a question of political power and influence. And basically, football teams attract corporations because the corporate executives get the free boxes, and so they like it. Having a stadium, you know, I mean, it may bring some business and residual business, but you know, most people, when they go to a sports event, they eat at the stadium. They don't hang out at the restaurants in the downtown area. And so I just think that this is sort of a fanciful approach towards economic development instead of building really good jobs. And except for the construction, the jobs created by stadia are generally low wage, occasional work. I mean, again, occasional lies in 16 times a year.
It's been shown time and time again that stadiums are poor public investments. And with so many cities strapped for cash, perhaps it's time that taxpayers stop paying for them.